What's good, Podcast Nation? We back with another episode of Raw Conversations with AMG. We on another of our, you know what I'm saying? We adding up by threes every time we get to a multiple of three. We trying to give y'all a, you know what I'm saying, a top, no topic. We off the dome with it. So that's where we at with it tonight. Once again, I got my co-host with me as usual, AMG Juice. Say what's up.
What's good? It's your boy AMG Jew. Say what's up, Nair.
What's good with y'all? It's your boy AMG Chronicle, aka Chronicle. Say what's up with it, John.
What's up, y'all? It's AMG Overdose. Let's get it.
Alright, as always, you feel me? I'm your host, AMG Flow, aka ISO Flow. And so, I'm going to go ahead and get right into it. Anybody got anything, you know what I'm saying, that y'all feel like talking about before we get into something? Because, you know what I'm saying, we could always go back to the high school stories and the college stories, because we didn't finish that. And then also something I've been having on my mind is, like, we'll probably get into this more in a future episode. Future episode definitely going to be on the way whenever we talk about, like, police brutality and stuff like that. But I've just been having justice on my mind lately. So, you know what I'm saying, that's two options. Unless, just in case, you know what I'm saying, nobody else, y'all, anything y'all want been thinking about, y'all want to talk about?
Justice.
Facts, justice. But yeah.
Shit.
Shit, I don't need fucking, bro.
Elaborate on his justice, bro. I'm listening.
I just been thinking, bro, like, did you... You probably ain't seen the most recent episode of the No Chaser podcast.
I haven't.
Shout out to them, but so they had this guy on there, China Mac. So he was just real, you know what I'm saying, bringing, like, he's doing rallies or whatever. Like, he just recently started doing rallies for I don't want to say the wrong thing, but I think he, I'm just going to say Asian, but I think it's specifically Chinese people, or maybe it's just Asians in general, but he started doing rallies because it was in, like, San Francisco, New York, just different things, like, people of the Asian culture, like, their communities, it's people, like, attacking them and burning them down, and I think it was, like, an old lady that got attacked, and, like, they poured kerosene on her and set her on fire, like, I don't know the full story. I haven't just did any, you know what I'm saying, any background checks, but I just seen that episode and it was just talking about that and just trying to bring awareness to that. And I just been thinking about, like, justice. It's been on my mind since I watched that. Like, I just been thinking about it already because, like, with all the different things going on, but it's just even more so now because it's like, just like how, you know what I'm saying, certain people be like, oh, all lives matter. Like, it's like they just so ignorant. Like, if one person know, like, it's like that quote, an injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Like, I've really been just thinking about that. Like, we really, you know what I'm saying, it's not enough unity. We don't stand together enough. Like, they really be trying to divide us. And they talked about that on there, too. They talked about, like, how it'll be, like, a Asian store or an Arabian store and, like, a black community, but it's like the government gave them that. When they came over here, it was set up by the government that put them in that specific place, and they devised that plan. They did that intentionally. Therefore, it's like, okay, so they put them in a black community. It's like, okay, we couldn't get that same land to put, you know what I'm saying, our business there, but you gave it to them. So, you know what I'm saying, it's like now you mad at them, but it wasn't their fault. The government gave it to them, and they set it up to try and make you mad at each other. You know what I'm saying? Turn people against each other.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of conflict going on in the world. And it's a lot of unjust things going on. All we got to do is keep fighting the fight.
Everybody else followed that nigga story?
What are you confused about?
I followed the story, bro.
What, yeah, what you was confused about, bro?
You ain't follow?
Nah, the part where you said that they put, what, a Chinese store or something in a black community, but why?
to pit the races against each other.
So Asian beefing with black folks?
I'm saying like
The opportunity.
you have prejudice, and like certain people have prejudice. Not saying you, but like just in general, certain people might have prejudice, and then you in that community and you see those people with those stores. Like you see curb stores all the time. It'll be foreign people having those stores, and you might be like, why is that in a black neighborhood and it's not black owned or something like that? Some people might think like that, you feel me? And that might just stir them up and it just fester inside them. So now they feeling that way, and then they pass it on to their kids, and that's really where racism come from. Like you learn racism, you're not born a racist. Like that fester inside somebody for whatever reason, and then they pass it down to their kids, and now you just breed more hatred.
Okay, I see what you're saying. And so, what does justice look like to you?
I mean, like I said, I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? It just been on my mind. But justice, I mean, it's just so deep we could go with that. Like,
In
justice, I mean,
one word
you
to sum it
really.
all up is equality, man.
Don't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, justice, like, to me, that's like something. It's just so, like, when you say like it's not all black and white, like justice to me, that's like the epitome of that. 'Cause like even like too much justice can be an injustice, really, if you think about it. 'Cause like you can just go so deep with that. Like, what is justice? Like, it's really hard to say. And then like imagine if like people trying to police, like you, the government trying to police the people, and then like they trying to use internet, and you got all these smartphones and stuff. Just imagine if they recording your conversations, checking all your text messages and stuff, just trying to prevent crime, but at the same time they invading your privacy. So if they stop so many crimes, but at the same time they invading so many privacy, is that justice or not? You know what I'm saying? It's like it's so deep you can go into that. You can't really just define it. It's really like a moving scale, bro. Like you just try to find a balance. You don't want to tip too far to one side or the other.
Y'all trust the justice system? Because I don't know if I really trust it like talking about, bro.
Like I said, like it's a lot of unjust things that goes on in the justice system, so it will lead you to not want to believe in them the way they should be believed in, but I mean, like I said, we just fighting the fight, and we just got to keep on fighting for real. 'Cause I don't know, like.
I feel like anything, like we all human at the end of the day, and we all make mistakes. And I feel like there's people in there, so it's never going to be completely perfect. You know what I'm saying? So if with any kind of system, it can get corrupted.
Race hate isn't human nature. Race hate is the abandonment of human nature.
But yeah, I was just thinking about that. But yeah, I ain't gotta get too deep into that, 'cause I wouldn't even really want to, you know what I'm saying, just go too deep into that. I would like something like if we was really talking about that, I would really want to just like that would be one that I would actually like just plan out for specifically, like
Yeah, because
right
we're gonna
now,
have.
things I was feeling, what I wanted to say.
Yeah, because we would probably need like points, direct points, and
And
directly hit
actual
those.
facts and stuff,
Yeah.
yeah.
Before we just throw out things that we feel.
Yeah, I don't want to just be saying anything. But that would just been on my mind. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? We can get back into the high school and the college story, because I don't think anybody got into their story. Like James got into his, but that was the only person that he needed to finish.
John, if you got anything you want to share? I'm sure.
I'm gonna let somebody else go real quick till I come up with one.
Shit. Ju, what you got, bro?
Shit. Speak on what you got to speak on there.
Let's see here. If we're going, let's see.
Oh yeah, I need time to think. I can go with my high school story.
I was just gonna tell people, if y'all are playing athletics, do not put your complete trust into coaches. Like head coaches. There are some that they do what is necessary for their kids or their athletes. And there are some that will not act on anything for athletes. So just be very careful and be very mindful of that. So that way you can guarantee a chance to play at the collegiate level or even higher.
That was just on your mind, bro? Or, like, that had something to do with your crazy high school story?
It was something on my mind, but also I went through. It just, I don't know. I was a baseball player. I played for 4 years. Played, I started at JV my ninth grade year, but then ended up moving up to varsity, DH, designated hitter, for those that don't know baseball terminology. And I worked my way up the ranks. Started my junior year consistently, but I started also my sophomore year. And I've been to an All-American baseball camp. I've been to several different places that involve scouts and other pro elite players, all that whole shebang. For me to not even play college, like the college level. And if you have a coach that's that has a lot of power, because my coach, he played with a lot of big names. If he gets a, like, he kept telling me that we're going to talk to somebody. We're going to get things situated. You don't have to worry about nothing. So I trusted him. I believed in him. And then come my senior year, one of our coaches that graduated from Rizzo High School, his name, we call him Coach Red. And I asked him, I told him one-on-one, I'm like, man, look, you in the office with him. Like, he told me that I had offers my junior year. Now that you're here, you're like my inside man. So what's up? Did you see any offers or what are you talking about? He was like, man, if you want me to be real with you, he turned all them hoes down. I was like, what do you mean? He was like, he contacted every single scout that had any kind of eye on you and told them that they shouldn't even worry about you. Like, he was hard-headed, didn't want to listen, reckless, doesn't do what I'm supposed to, just all the bad things to where a scout don't want to come and see you. And so I kind of fucked myself up because I was playing baseball and football, but I was on the verge of just like using my athletics to get me to where I need to be. And then when that happened, everything fell short. Like, I didn't know what the fuck to do because I didn't go visit colleges, no nothing. I didn't do anything on my own. So I was the definition of a jock. Like, I played good, you know what I'm saying? Got good stats, but wasn't smart enough to put two and two together. And the result, I didn't get the chance to see where I'll be, but, you know.
Why would he turn down all your scholarships, bro? Like, why do you know why?
He's
like,
racist. He would even do that. Wow. And he, you know, y'all, well, I ain't gonna say no name, but y'all
stuff
know.
Like that happened, bro. Just like we were talking about earlier, bro, like racism, bro, like that's something that's learned. So, like, yeah. If you just really, you get that inside you and you feel that way, he's a coach. He has black players on his team. So he has power. So if he wants to see his own race in the league, how can you make more of your race in the league, you know what I'm saying, and stop the black players on your team from getting a chance to go?
Yeah.
I have a friend that play football. I have a friend that played football, and he said that he had that his coach told all the people that was like all the other coaches, like college coaches that was coming to look for him, and like other players on the team, he'll be like, "Nah, don't look at him," or stuff like that. It was only certain players on the team that he would tell the college coaches to look at.
Yeah.
Or that accept, like, you know what I'm saying, even talk to them. Like, he wouldn't even accept their phone calls when they was calling about certain players.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, John, you know who I'm about to say, but Redhead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they ensured, like, I'm telling you, every single last coach ensured him a position. Like, everybody that wasn't my color, he was going out his way to make sure they got looked at. It was people that was turning down college opportunities because they didn't want to play no more. But he didn't ever give me that opportunity. And I kept believing in him. I kept thinking that, man, coach gonna come around. Like, my talent's gonna show for itself. You know what I mean? But even with me being in the Clarion Ledger, didn't matter. So
I always thought that man was kind of shiesty, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. That's why after that year he left, and then sure enough, a way better coach show up, and every single last senior that wanted to play college ball got the chance to play college ball, no matter the color. Like, that coach was so generous. And the crazy thing is, he was like, man, I just wish I had y'all one more year. One more year. I said, coach, look, man, I wish you did too, man. Because I know for a fact, like, he would have pushed me as far as I could be pushed. You feel what I'm saying? That window was just way, way, way behind me. So I go on to say all that because all my athletes out there, man, y'all just take advantage and use what you know and do not be so willy-nilly with a coach. He can tell you all he wants you to hear and still do the complete opposite. Act on your own. Just do that for me.
So that was your crazy high school story, bro.
Yeah, bro. That's the craziest it can get for me.
The story wasn't really crazy. It's just crazy that he would do you like that, bro. No cap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People, it's really some dirty people in this world. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm going ahead with my story. I don't know if y'all love it too ready, but I'm going ahead and give y'all some more time to go with mine. So, this story, this funny, bro. I didn't say that I ain't plan for it to be like this since we said we were speaking about justice and racism already. And this story is racism, basically, low key, high key. But I ain't planning to be that way. It just happened. But so I'm in high school, senior year, bro. So senior year, me and my friends, bro, like, we used to go to parties like every weekend. Like, if we was a party to go to, we going to it. So the only way we not at a party is if it ain't no party going on that weekend, or we just couldn't find none. So we going to this party. We out in the country. So our school is predominantly white. So we at this party. It's mostly white people at the party, bro. But, like, we cool with everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess people, like, they probably racist, but just don't show it or whatever. So we out here chilling or whatever at the party. It's a whole bunch of white people. It's probably like, let me see, like me, probably like five black people at the party. And probably like, maybe like, I don't know, maybe like 20 to 30 white people, bro. So we pull up, we talking to people, you know what I'm saying, mingling, whatever. They got the beer kegs, you know what I'm saying? They got a cooler with crawfish in that bit. Y'all know I like crawfish, bro, so I'm like, we lit. I'm like, shoot, this is one of the best parties we've been to already just because they got the crawfish. You feel me? So I'm drinking. I'm going over there to the cooler. I'm eating some crawfish, you know what I'm saying? We just chilling, talking because there ain't that many black people or whatever. So we, you know what I'm saying, we really just off to the side just with the black people and then a couple of white people that we really cool with, you know what I'm saying, the ones that really told us to come out here or whatever. So we just chilling, talking. I'm sucking on crawfish, you know what I'm saying? And then somebody just pull up to me, bro. She like, where the weed at? I'm like, what? Like, I suck the head of the crawfish. Some people don't, but I do. So I'm sucking the head of a crawfish, and I got, like, two fingers on it. So he come up to me. He like, where the weed at? I'm like, what? What are you talking about? So, like, I guess I'm sucking the crawfish. I guess he thought I had a blunt in my hand. So he asked me again. I'm like, bro, I ain't got no weed. So he started asking me where the weed at. So, like, he's obviously drunk. So I'm like, man, if you don't get your drunk ass out of my face. Like, I ain't say it like that. Like, I'm just like jokingly, like, get your drunk ass out of my face, bro. So then, like, it's like starting a little commotion low key because he, like, I guess he took it offensive or whatever. So then it's a little commotion. Then it's this dude named Thumper. So this dude named Thumper, I said that nigga name, but oh well, fuck it, because I don't get no fucks. So this nigga named Thumper, he just, I don't know what that nigga do. He just a big white boy that just come to parties to fight. That's all I know about that nigga. So this nigga, so basically, it started a little commotion when I said that to that nigga. He took it offensive. So basically, these niggas started circling around me, bro. All these white people circling around me. Like, I don't know what they doing. I guess they trying to see what's going on. Like, if I was, like, you know what I'm saying, talking shit to him, which I wasn't. But I should have, though, no cap. But so, and then this nigga Thumper just going, like, everybody in front of the circle, and this nigga just going around, walking around the circle. And so I'm just stay peeping this nigga because I already know he'd be at parties. He like to fight. And then there's our boy that we really fuck with. He cool with us. He like, I'm gonna try to talk to him, bro. I'm gonna try to talk to him because he white. So he like, I'm gonna try to talk to him, bro. He like, bro, I fuck with y'all, bro, but I'm a lover, not a fighter. So the whole time, bro, like, I'm drunk, like, I've been drinking a little bit. I'm not just drunk. So I'm like, I'm getting irritated at the situation, but at the same time, I'm not taking them niggas serious. So I'm just like, like, I'm laughing, but at the same time, I'm low key mad. But at the same time, I'm just, you know what I'm saying, just peeping everything out, trying to see how stuff gonna go down. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff just going, it happened real quick. So then he started trying to talk to him or whatever. But you know what I'm saying? All in all, you know what I'm saying? Finally, we just end up leaving. But yeah, that stuff was crazy. It's like, you've been going to school with these people your whole life. And then, you know what I'm saying? People just show their true colors. You know what I'm saying? It's really crazy. But that was my story. All over a crawfish, bro. Nigga thought I was smoking a crawfish, bro.
A nigga was getting tight. Hey, man, pass the weed.
Nigga was hot, bro. I should have gave that nigga the crawfish, bro. Hit that bit, bro.
Fire.
No cap, though. It was just 2 minutes, them niggas, bro. If it was, you know what I'm saying, less number, they getting their ass whooped. No cap.
John, what y'all got, man?
Bro, I really don't got no, like, crazy high school story. Or, like, no, like, entertaining high school story or nothing like that, bro.
Well, this is raw conversations, man. Just bring whatever to the table, man. What you
got
to talk about?
You ain't got no interesting, nothing interesting happened to you while you was in high school, bro.
Bro, honestly, no, bro. Like, I mean, I'm trying to think of something, anything, but, bro, I don't. Literally nothing.
You ain't never got lost. You ain't never.
The only story that I actually could tell, I just told probably like two pods ago, was the whole, like, you know, virginity story. Yeah, I remember that when I was with two girls, like, in one day. Yeah. So I mean, besides that, nothing. I mean,
You
this is
never
like
went to no party and nothing crazy happened.
I done been
Nobody
to
never took your bitch. Nothing like that, bro.
I mean, I done been to part. I'ma let John go. I'ma keep thinking. They come back to me.
This is a raw conversation, bro. We ain't gotta stay on topic, man, though.
Yeah, we can talk about something else.
Just
do you
whatever,
have a story, though, John?
Whatever you come up to, what a at the damn.
I feel like I don't really got a story. I got stories, but like they either like confidential or like I don't know how I would tell it without, you know, sharing people information or.
Just don't say their name. Or are they still, some people still gonna know based on the details of the story?
Yeah, maybe.
That's it.
Well, current event.
A tis.
Y'all heard about the goddamn hurricane, goddamn.
I ain't heard nothing about the hurricane, bro.
That shit is like,
I heard it was supposed to miss us now, but, that's crazy. Y'all ain't got no stories. What about college? Y'all ain't got no college stories either? I take that as a yes, but I don't want to talk about it. Yeah.
At least not right now. I'll save for another podcast.
Yeah, it's showing that it's not finna hit us no more.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
God damn.
No, don't take that the wrong way. I mean, like, I want us to be hit by a hurricane. I just want to be off work for a couple of days. Hey, like, yeah. Unfortunately, he wants to get hit by a hurricane? Yeah, yeah. That's... I need Katrina back. Come see me.
Come see me. Man.
Hey, we really should talk about the game right now, bro.
No, we shouldn't.
Hey, I'm just saying.
There is not, like, if we talk about that, there's nothing good gonna come about it. Like, you like, that conversation gonna devolve real quick. It's just gonna turn into me talking shit about James.
Why we gotta talk shit about Drake?
He heard.
Cause I don't fuck with that nigga right now, bro.
Bruh, but we ain't even gotta talk about that. We just be talking about what's going on in the league right now, bro.
There's nothing going on in the league right now but the playoffs, bro. Well, what are you
bro,
talking
I can
about?
Be real, bro. Bro, if I can be real, these playoffs are crazy. Just as a whole.
I think the teams going into it was crazy too, bro.
Yeah, who would have ever thought from the beginning of the season the Heat would be going to the conference finals, bro?
I know. You ain't fucking lying. Okay,
Trey, honestly, tripping.
Like, right.
I've been calling the Heat to beat the Bucks. I've been saying that. But as far as going to the conference finals?
I've been them over everybody in the East.
I like them.
Except for the Raptors. Except for the Raptors. Like, them and the Raptors, them was who I liked in the East. I thought the Raptors was going to show something, like, show that they still could get stuff done without Kawhi, but it didn't work out. But the Heat, I've been like the Heat, you know what I'm saying? Jimmy Butler, dog. Like, I said it before to y'all, Jimmy got the best personality in the league.
Okay. Drew, in the Eastern Conference, bro, who do you think was the best team from the start? In the East.
You talking about now or the regular
who you
season?
Thought was
or...
come out?
Oh, who I thought was going to come out?
Yeah.
Honestly, bro, if I can be honest, if I can be really honest, my pick right when the playoffs started.
Okay.
I had one or two teams. I'm not bullshitting. I swear on my life, I had one of these two teams. I said the Celtics or the Heat.
You said the Heat?
Bro, I swear, I had them to beat the Bucks, but I figured if they actually played the Bucks, probably gonna be second round. So with that time, I mean, so with that thinking, they would actually have to go to the damn conference finals. But honestly, I did say one of those teams, and it's crazy, those are the two teams playing. But I can say that I actually did change my pick first round. First round, I said Heat, Raptors, because the Raptors were looking too good. But I did change my pick. But I did say one of them boys come out the East.
And Trey, you thought the heat was coming out the whole time.
I like the Heat and the Raptors. I like I said, I really like Jimmy. So, you know what I'm saying? If you would have asked me in the beginning of the year, like, that's what I would have said, Heat. That would have been biased talking. But yeah, I still like them. As the year went on, I just liked them more and more.
I thought the Celtics was gonna come out or the Bucks was gonna come out, bro.
I never liked the Celtics. Like, they doing much better than I thought they would be doing, no cap. Cause like just seeing like whenever it was the USA team and it had like Kemba and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and all them was on the team. Like that's like a lot of people that was on there was from the Celtics. And I was like, I mean, they good, but you know what I'm saying? I don't see them win a championship with that group. Like not
I
as
don't think they
is.
won a championship either. But in the East, I thought they could come out though.
No, I don't see them beating the Heat.
Shit, I see them beating the Heat. You really don't think they got a chance?
Of course they have, bro, in basketball, anybody has a chance, but you know what I'm saying? In a 7-game series, most of the time, the best team is going to come out on top, except in rare occasions. But even saying that, I think the Heat are a better team than the Celtics.
So I know y'all didn't think the Clippers was gonna lose,
Oh no, I had the Clippers in the finals.
bro. I
So
had the
you,
Clippers. My bad. Go ahead.
no, I was finna say. So you said it's gonna be Heat and the Clippers.
Yeah.
Trey.
Yeah.
Heck nah. The Clippers will mollywop their ass.
Come on, bro. You saying that, but you see what happened with the Nuggets.
Hey, I had the Clippers losing in the damn conference finals. I did not expect them to go out in the second round, bro.
I mean, the Nuggets was a big surprise, bro. No cap. I mean, like I love them too. Like I
Was.
like the Nuggets, but I just didn't expect them. Like the Nuggets, they was the third ranked team for a good reason. Like when I think about the West, the teams I hold in the high, like I hold like the Lakers, the Clippers, the Rockets, the Nuggets, and the Blazers. Those are the ones I think of. Like. Of course, the main two you think of is going to be the Clippers and Lakers. But out of that, like if I think of who could possibly upset like the Clippers or the Lakers and maybe have a chance of coming out the West, I'm thinking of the Rockets, the Nuggets, and the Blazers.
You said Rockets, Nuggets, and who?
The
The Blazers.
Blazers. The Blazers missing something. They missing something, bro. They need something.
I don't think so.
You don't think they
They
missing
just
something? Don't
no. They
forget,
was they literally
John.
was missing
Don't.
pieces though. They were missing
Yeah.
their two defend they best
Don't
wing
forget.
defenders.
Yeah. Don't forget. Rodney Hood and Trevor Ariza were not playing.
And
So if
Alfred
they
Camino.
And Afro Camino. So if they had them, Jonathan, bro, it'll be different.
Trevor Ariza ain't getting no
They
young
might
boy.
not have. They might not have. But just saying, right now they still might not have won, but they would have did way better.
Yeah, they would have did better what they
They
did.
probably would have went to game 7 or at least 6.
It would have been a little better.
That man said a little better. Defense means a lot, and
It do.
just a hustling mentality like that won't stop. Like that means a lot for a team.
Who they lose to again? I forgot.
The Lakers.
Oh shit, they weren't finna do shit with that.
Nope.
They weren't gonna do shit with that, bro.
Like I said, it would have been more games, though.
The Rockets shocked me, too.
Man. The Rockets was disappointing, but at the same time, like, they had nobody to blame but themselves. Like,
they gave up on the Chris Paul too premature.
Like, everybody, like, all the analysts talking about Westbrook better than, like, that's an upgrade over Chris Paul. Like,
hell no.
I disagree, bro. Like, Chris Paul, I'm not taking Westbrook over Chris Paul. Like, if he would have, I promise, if he would have shared the ball with Chris Paul the way he did with Westbrook, they would have had a way better opportunity. And they should have never got rid of Capella. Like, they basically set themselves up for failure.
Bro, and what don't make sense to me, bro, they were one possession away from the finals. One possession away from beating possibly the best team ever.
Like, just think about it, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, your team, as it was constructed at that time, you were losing to a super team. So then now they got a bunch of key players injured. Kevin Durant's not even there no more. Like, they out of the picture. So you've lost to them 2 years in a row. You've lost to the best team in the league. Like, hands down, they were the best team in the league. You lost to them 2 years in a row. So now they're out of your way. So why would you deconstruct your team? You was already losing to the best team. So you could debate that you were arguably the second best team. So if the best team out the way and you were arguably the second best team, why are you going to tear your team down? That boosted you up to the best team, hypothetically. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just dumb. But yeah, they're gonna have to make some changes, bro. No cap, because Westbrook, not even close to the MVP Westbrook no more.
That nigga look nasty out there. That nigga look absolutely.
He not even close to that.
That nigga look disgusting, bro.
And then the Clippers, bro. Like, bro, that man. Like, it's easy to say it in hindsight. But I was thinking it anyway, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't have to leave Toronto, bro. Like, but then at the same time, like, who would have expected Paul George to fall off like that? Because he was in the MVP race last year to go to this, like,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? Jamal, you just never know what's going to happen, bro.
Jamal Murray just said, Shaq, Chuck, Zach Lowe, Stephen A. Smith, y'all better get his team some damn respect. I'm like, damn, bro, chill. He's snapping on everybody for. We have been nice. Y'all should get his team some damn respect from the get. Like, damn, this nigga snapping, bro.
They have been nice, though, bro.
They have been nice, but he called people out by name. Shaq, Chuck, Zach Lowe, Stephen A. Smith. Get his team some damn respect.
Jamal done went off, y'all.
Like, hey, bro. I love them though, bro. Like, bro. Like, I was so torn with this game because I love them. I love Jokic. Y'all know he my favorite center. And then, like, in the league right now, y'all know he my favorite center. I love Jamal Murray. I've been watching him. Like, one, I seen him in a U19 game, Canada versus USA. I've been watching him, keeping tabs on him since then, bro. Like, I just love that Nuggets team. But I was just torn because, like, I love them, but I just wanted the Clippers to win. Plus, I had bet on the Clippers, bro. That stuff hurt, but I'm still happy to see the Nuggets win. Hurt that I lost my money, but you know what I'm saying? It's cool. You know what I'm saying? My pocket's still straight, you feel me? I don't worry about none of that shit. You feel me? I give out charity to the less fortunate all the time.
What is Jokic going to do with AD, though, bro?
No. What is AD going to do with Jokic?
Okay, they just did that conversation.
Hey, you know, AD a pretty good defender, bro.
He's an amazing defender.
Jokic are a pretty good defender.
No! No!
I'm telling you, bro. No, he's not like AD, but he does pretty well in big name center matchups. He does well.
We sure finna see a full 7-game series worth.
Like, when he, like, if you just go back and look at games where he didn't play against, like, Embiid or Cat or somebody, like, he does pretty well defending them. like AD's a little bit quicker than them, and like he's obviously, you know what I'm saying, a transcendent talent. So we'll see how that goes. But you know what I'm saying? It goes, you know what I'm saying? It's a two-way street, you feel me? Like they both gotta, you know what I'm saying, check each other. Or they might not even have AD checking on Jokic. You know what I'm saying? You never know.
I was just gonna say that. What if they put Dwight in there and they had AD hold down, what's his name?
Paul Millsap. AD not gonna hold Jokic the whole time, but I know crunch time, that's who's gonna be holding Jokic. Easy.
And then just because he talking about AD.
Okay.
And then just because it's something seems a certain way on paper. And basketball, just how it seems on paper, it's not always like that. Like, you never know who might have an advantage over somebody else. It might not look like that on paper, but somebody might just be like, they might just get out there, see that person, and be like, nah, this nigga can't check me. And then, like, confidence mean a lot in basketball. So they he can't check me, and then they just go crazy.
Shoot.
But it's definitely going to be an interesting matchup. I mean, just look at Jimmy, bro. Like, people don't consider him like a superstar and nothing like that. But like, look at what he's doing, bro. Like people, like all the analysts, all the people in the media, like they've been talking down on Jimmy for so long. Like they, when he was with the Timberwolves, it's like, oh, he's bad in the locker room. Dot dot dot. Like he just want to win. Like they, like if they, like what he's saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why you ain't never think like, okay, they saying this, well, what about Jimmy's side? Maybe he's right. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just want to take it and run with it. Like, oh, he bad in the locker room. He going that cat. Maybe it was a reason he was going that cat.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And then he got with the 76ers. Like, they told him that he was going to be the closer. So let that man close. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's been given the opportunity, and now he's flourishing. The Timberwolves and the 76ers missed out.
Yeah.
And then he talked about it. Not only did he talk about it, he backing it up. Like, the thing, like everything, like I love Jimmy. Like everything he say, he back it up, bro. Like the beef, like the stuff with TJ. Like they asked him about TJ. That man was hot, wasn't it? Had his hand in the bubble, wasn't it? He got against Jimmy, shut that shit down.
Trey, don't bring up TJ, bro. Chill, bro.
Why not, bro? I'm telling you, bro. And nigga Jimmy go out and get it, bro. And then he's so selfless. He let his young niggas, like he let the young people, you know what I'm saying, they do what they do. Like it ain't nobody, like I said, confidence is very important. As the leader of that team, he telling them, like, take them shot. Like, you know, you can hit it, take that shot. Like that means a lot to a young player. Like your leader instilling that confidence in you. So that make you, you know what I'm saying, if they got faith in you, why would you not go out there and give it your all and just do what you got to do? Like, if Tyler Hero was in a different situation with a different star as the head of the team and they ain't had that faith in him, he might not be playing as well as he playing. Duncan Robinson might not be playing as well as he playing. Kendrick Nunn might not be playing as well as he playing. Like you said, Jimmy in the perfect situation, like, it's like it all just meshing. So, like, that's, they all in the perfect situation. They just all fit together so well.
They are fitting together well, bro. I don't know how they're doing it. I ain't gonna lie, because I wasn't expecting it. And that's just the truth, bro. I was not seeing the shit. Then Miami is on. I wasn't.
I like them, bro. I've been like them, bro. Like, when they be doing that little slam, like, they be interviewing the team. Like, they'll interview so many players from the team. And they interview, like, it was, like, Jimmy, Bam, and Tyler. Like, the chemistry they already had at that point. Like, the season, I don't even think the season had started out. Like, yeah, they got some crazy, like, they really like each other. Like, it's not just we on the same team with each other. Like, they really friends with each other. And that mean a lot.
What's time looking like now?
44.
Yeah, be quiet of here, bro.
They don't know basketball.
I don't know basketball.
They don't watch basketball, bro.
I know. What y'all think, what you think Chris Paul should do? Because I'm really interested. I don't know what I think that he should do per se. I definitely don't want him to go back to the Thunder, though.
At this point in his career, I say chase a ring. Like, go somewhere where you think you can get a ring, whether it be like if you could get to the Lakers or the Bucks, just somewhere you think you can get a ring, wherever that may be. They give
Either
you
one
this
of those,
opportunity to give you a ring.
either one of those would actually be a good spot for him, to be honest. Because, I mean, well, that's if Giannis stays. But either one of those would be perfect for him. The Lakers, I feel like that'll be over with then. That'll be over with. That's another championship if he go there.
Crazy.
Yeah, but the Bucks, that'll be really nice too, especially for Giannis. He can be way more off ball because he got another shot creator, bro, and he can, man, be all right. And then they got Chris Middleton as that solid third option, bro. That'd be nice.
I don't mess with LeBron, but I really want Chris Paul and Melo to get a championship before they retire, bro. It'd be lit if both of them went to the Lakers, bro. That'd
be
lit. Banana boat crew.
I think Melo might resign, though.
Yeah, he probably will. He liked it in Portland. But I want both of them to get a ring before they retire. But the odds really, it's not in their favor, though.
Yeah.
Not for both, anyway.
Miami said they're interested in Chris Paul, too.
I don't know how that'll go.
But that was before they started really getting into the playoffs, like Tom Bell.
Yeah, I don't know how that would go either, because they already got guards. Cause
yeah, they
guard
heavy.
They got Nunn and Dragic both at the point guard spot. And I'm pretty sure Jimmy wouldn't like for Dragic to leave, because they really close.
Okay. I definitely think that he should ring chase too, though. Wherever he can find a way. Hey, Brooklyn coming, bro.
Yeah,
next year gonna be real interesting.
Brooklyn all around.
I think DeAndre gotta go, bro. Man,
chill,
I don't
bro.
Think I don't think he
they,
don't need to
they
go.
Pay
he
him
just
too
need
much to not do
I mean,
his. Go
ahead. He just need to go to the bench, bro. He shouldn't have been they starting center anyway.
Jared
Allen.
He should not be they. Yeah, Jared Allen better than him, bro. I like that
but
kid, bro.
They paying DeAndre so much more than Jerry Allen, bro.
Yeah, that's not smart at all, but I don't know what they did. They ain't even need DeAndre, bro.
Y'all think KD gonna play the small forward or the power forward?
Power, probably.
Oh, because they got what's his number 22? Whoever that dude is.
Who you talking about, Karis?
Oh, yeah, Karis LeVert.
That boy balling.
Yeah.
I'm broken like that, man.
You can really start Kyrie, Karis LeVert, Joe Harris, and then KD, just like that. 1 through 4. You could. Or don't forget about Spencer Dinwiddie. He injured.
That boy coming off the bench.
Exactly. Like they got a squad, bro. Terry and Prince coming back. They got a squad, bro.
We've been on this topic for a minute, though. We need a small topic. Let Nell get some in, man.
I know y'all
that boy
good,
been
bro.
On the sideline.
Nell ain't back, bro. I just asked that man, what the hell do the time look like? He ain't say nothing.
I said, hold on, y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you, bro.
Drew, can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Oh, he here. I just can't hear him. Okay, my B.
Oh,
let me leave him come back.
But we at 48. But nah, bro, y'all good. Bro, I was about to say I'm gonna wait till Drew get back in here. But man, yeah. It's a crazy world. Alright, so you hear me?
Yeah.
Bro, how y'all heard about Cardi B?
Yeah, Cardi B and Offset.
Yeah,
Offset.
Bro.
Yeah.
On everything, bro. Nah, she said she want out.
Dang. Hey, I'm not surprised, though, bro. I'm really not.
He probably out here hoeing, bro.
Did she say why?
Why she got a hoe? I bet it's him. I ain't gonna lie.
That's what I said, John.
She
probably out here hoeing.
He said her. I mean, her. Dang.
Oh, okay. I didn't say her.
Nah, she hasn't said anything. But you obviously know people like TMZ, all of them, they all up in her face, they pressing her and shit. And she had paperwork and she was like, yeah, I'm out. And she said
she got a baby.
Yeah, that she's getting primary custody.
Oh shit.
That's crazy.
I feel like he did something with the child or something. He had to, bro.
I wonder what happened, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm saying like maybe got her around maybe a gun or drugs or who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
I doubt that's what it was, bro, because you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Cardi B, she with the nation, you see me?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure she ain't like surrounded that around a kid, though. Not at home.
I'm just saying, I don't think that's what it was.
Nah, bro, that shit wild, bro. I just saw that shit on my feed. Damn, that shit. Like, I can't trust too much, but the idea of them doesn't seem too far-fetched.
That's crazy, bro. I can't imagine what it would be, because with them two, I would assume that they would be in, like, a sort of an open relationship anyway.
And that should be crazy. A whole marriage.
She wouldn't be going for that.
Would you ever be open to an open relationship?
Hell no. To the no, no, no. I feel like that's stupid.
What?
Open relationships. Because it's like, okay. Bro, if I'm dating somebody, right? So if I'm dating you and I love you, really want to be with you, I don't even have eyes for nobody else. Yes, as dudes, do we like, you know, see lust or whatever the case may be, but I'm not actively wanting
to be. You notice other girls, but you don't want to be with them. Yeah,
so it's like, but if I physically want to go out, see and be with so-and-so, I might as well just be single. Why do we have to date and still do all that? Doesn't make sense.
It don't, but a lot of people really like the idea that they find comfort in that. I don't know.
And that's stupid to me.
I mean, I think it's circumstantial. You know what I'm saying? Because some people, they like being with somebody, but then I like having sex with other couples, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, they set boundaries and shit. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like what's it is swingers and shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like.
But then
that shit, I feel like, weird.
Yeah, this shit is kind of weird.
Like, just like God, just end it.
And then But what if they, like, actively want to do it together? You see what I'm saying? Like, if that's what they want to do, no. Then...
We might not be single.
But...
Because y'all can y'all do that, y'all can do that separated, yeah.
Y'all will want to be single. But I'm saying if they... The two people, like, both agree on it, and, like, let's say if y'all wanted to do it, and then the other person was like, yeah, they wanted to do it as well, then I don't see nothing wrong with them doing this shit.
Would you be open to that, John?
Nah, I'm not. I don't want to do it, but I support people doing what they want to do.
Yeah, I feel you on that. It's a lot of people that do what they want to do. No cap.
I feel what John's saying. Like, I definitely wouldn't be open to that, but I ain't gonna knock nobody that is open to it. That do that.
Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, facts.
That'll make you happy, bro.
I'm one and done. Facts.
But I can't. Yeah,
allowance
bro.
Make you happy, bro. And then you gotta, you know what I'm saying, act like you don't get an allowance. And that's what make you happy, then do that.
But I can't say, bro, like me, my thinking, it's like I cannot stand to see my girl with somebody else. Me just thinking about she's having sex with somebody else. Nah, that's not for me, bro. That's not
I
me at
mean,
all.
jealous and paranoid. No cap.
Well,
yeah.
I don't really care if she have sex with another girl, bro. Uh-huh.
Nobody said girl, Jonathan. Obviously, more than likely, it's probably going to be a dude.
You didn't clarify.
I wouldn't want to have sex with another girl dude. Either if I'm not present.
That too.
Crazy.
But a dude, nah, bro.
Pipe down with a 12-inch scrap. Don't get used to that.
Man, I wouldn't care, bro. I ain't gonna even care.
If your girl having sex with a dude, bro.
I ain't say that, man. You
know just say you don't care.
Because that's not what we was on. He said a strap, nigga.
So if a 12-inch scrap scratching your girl pussy out on a regular, you wouldn't care about that?
No, nope.
You said nope?
Nope.
Her pussy might. Ain't tight no more.
She might as well just be having sex with dude.
That
then,
thing's just loose.
Might as
you
well.
Still don't care, bro.
She might as well just have sex with dude.
That wasn't rhetorical, bro. Answer the question.
What? Well, you know, to be honest, that's not always true or the case.
But I'm saying if it is the case, if it is loose, you know what I'm saying, even misstretched out, you know what I'm saying, it's loose, you still gonna take the pussy as it comes. You don't care if your girl pussy get loose.
Well, actually,
if that was the case and my girl pussy got loose, I still wouldn't give a fuck.
Well, actually, vaginas do snap back, so you can't necessarily just say the shit loose. Vagina snap
we
back.
Speaking hypothetically, bro, it ain't no snap back. The rubber broke. Watch out.
Yeah, bro, that's crazy, bro. Like, I had a big ass crush on Kalani. Then she went on an interview saying, "Yeah, I'm just an open relationship kind of girl." Lost me, bro. But I still
that's
pull up to your
different,
crib,
bro. A celebrity crush. She can do whatever she want.
That is accurate.
Let Ariana Grande say she want to be in an open relationship with me, girl. You do whatever you want. As long as you just give me a little piece of that pussy, that's all I need.
Yeah, I mean, a common folk like me. But I'm just saying, like, if I were to be in her shoes, I couldn't date her if I was a celebrity in my dance. So.
Man, I don't have celebrity crushes. I don't believe in this shit.
She's just fine to me.
John, you gotta tell her something, bro.
Nah, for real. They just regular folks to me, bro.
They are regular people.
I feel like I can see a 10 on the street, you know, more than some of these famous folks.
Kalani just looked good.
I ain't worried about famous folks.
That's not the point. See, I know niggas be capping, bro. Niggas love the cap, bro. Nigga, I can see a 10 on the street. It's a name come with it, nigga. You bet some, yeah, bet you buy some J's, don't you? You ain't rocking no FUBU, is you? All right, then.
Okay.
All right. Bro, okay, John. Think about it, bro. Think about it, bro. Man, after you fuck, bro, when you go home, man, I just fuck Beyonce, bro. I really just fuck Beyonce. Like, come on, dog.
Oh, no, I ain't telling nobody, bro.
I wouldn't tell nobody, but I'm saying, like, you know.
In your head.
You probably talking to yourself. Bro, I'm that nigga. I just hit Beyonce. Like, come, like,
I don't
like,
think
come on,
that
dog.
I'm that nigga because I hit Beyonce, bro.
Oh, no, you tweet.
And
you
then,
tweet,
bro,
you
the
tweet,
thing
tweet.
Is, bro, you're in an open relationship. You're in an open relationship with a celebrity. So you still can do your own thing, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just home download whenever, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just do what y'all do. And then she got that guap. She probably taking care of you, you feel me? She probably getting some money on the side. Ooh! Man.
I don't want nobody spoiling me either. Fuck
you don't
shit.
Want nobody spoiling you?
I don't care about all this shit, bro.
You don't care?
Nope.
Like, we not talking about searching it out. We talking about it just fell in your lap, bro.
I mean, if it fell in my lap, I'd do it. But I feel like even if I was to be in an open relationship with a celebrity, like, I had to make that clear with everybody else that I'm with. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do too much. Bitch, don't get too comfortable.
Oh, truthful ass nigga.
Bitch, don't get too comfortable.
I'm saying if it's somebody I want to be serious with.
Yeah, bro. You can tell the truth and still, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Do your dirt.
That what y'all be doing, bro? I mean, so who's doing?
Exactly, bro. I ain't want to, you know what I'm saying, go into too many details.
Bro, you know it's all a joke around here, man. Chill, though.
Yeah, it's a joke, except for when we say, you know what I'm saying.
But anywho.
Yes, no cap, I'm lying. You feel me? I don't give a fuck. You feel me? You better get out of motherfucking Rosetta Stone or something. Decode these messages.
Bro. Bro, I got... Bro, my girl... My girl Parker. That girl from My Wife and Kids, bro. She can... That's the only girl that I would have a open relationship with. If she wanted it. On me. As long as I got her in the back pocket, bro. Okay.
That girl, I come home, hell, do boy. You? Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You may have to get tested every now and then, but you look good, bro, so we straight. Because me, I'm a show be out here doing what I do, but at the end of the day, I still come home. You'll find that? Okay. Okay. Okay.
A-okay. I think that's a. I think that's like a. What's that fucking game?
Don, chill, bro.
Sweet deal.
I'm a savage.
Deals. Oh, I can't think.
What did John say?
Uh-oh.
That man said, okay, Ju, let your girl hear this.
Oh.
Hey, Ju, go ahead and do it.
Baby, I was just playing.
Ju, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it, bro. Miss Parker. Miss Parker.
Oh shit, what you know about Miss Parker, bro?
Babe, I was just playing. I buy you all the pasta you want.
Bro, no. We gotta cut all this out, bro.
We had an hour and 2 minutes.
It's an hour 10?
Hour and two.
Oh, okay. I bet, you know what I'm saying. Any last remarks? Any last remarks?
How do y'all feel about the new 2K?
Ooh.
Mixed emotions.
Yeah. I mean,
in one word. Gameplay
different. In one word.
Yeah.
Ready.
I would say it's better. A little bit.
Okay, well, Trey gotta elaborate ready, because goddamn.
Right, yeah, that's your Trey. I'm gonna elaborate ready real quick. Ready means exactly that. Ready for 2K21 on next gen, because don't nobody give a damn about current gen. That's
okay.
What ready means.
Okay. It's crazy how y'all gotta, after all that grinding y'all do on this current gen, y'all has gotta start all over again on the next gen.
Hey, but I'm actually really happy for the next gen, though.
Yeah, and it's not really too much grinding, bro.
I hope it's not
bro.
A letdown. Yeah, we really just chilling. I know I ain't doing too much, putting too much time on it.
I got all my badges in like what, 2 days, 2 or 3 days, and I mean that's me playing with like, that's me playing like 3 hours a day. So it's not really that hard. It's not really too long of a grind.
Maybe they did it on purpose.
Maybe.
But anything else? Anything else in closing?
Bro, let's get it.
Right,
AMG
out. No, nigga, I'm closing us out this time, bro. Because I got to add my closing remarks. You feel me? Okay. In closing, I just want to reiterate once again, Muscleback, her pussy is dry as fuck. Like, as fuck. Like, that bitch so dry that if you look at it, your eyeballs will fall out. You feel me? That's how dry it is. And also, hey, what, dude?
I could have told that story, bro. But I knew y'all was gonna talk about Muscleback, bro. So I'm just
the dry pussy story, dude.
No, not that story, bro.
You got another story about Muscleback? It is dry. Stop lying to people.
We have to revisit that, then, John.
What'd you say?
Y'all niggas be holding stories back.
No. I got a story too, though, but we're gonna say that probably for the next pod.
Oh yeah, next pod.
So that'll be on number 9, podcast episode 9. Y'all be waiting on that. But yeah, Muscleback pussy dry, and there's niggas out here getting allowance and faking like they don't get allowance. You feel me? And getting tight when somebody
Trey,
called them
stop
out.
Talking about
you
me.
Feel me? But you know what I'm saying? That's it. AMG out.